Now, when you're next in London and on board the number 53 bus, there could be an ad on the side of it saying, "There's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life." Atheists paying for the ads have been given a load of cash by famous non-believer Richard Hawkins, best-selling author, of course, of The God Delusion. Ariane Shireen started all of this. She's with me in the studio. Hi, Ariane.
Hiya.
Why? Why did you want to do this?
Because I saw an ad on the side of a bus in June saying, well, it had a quote from the Bible saying, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on this earth?" Mm-hmm. And then, which seems relatively innocuous, then it had a link to a website. And when I visited the website, it told me that as a non-believer, I was going to burn in hell for all eternity if I didn't accept Jesus as my saviour. And I just thought, I can't quite believe that buses are being used to spread the fear of God and drive the fear of God into people.
Right. And then what did you do? You managed to get other atheists to pay, was it, how much was it, £5 each?
Yes, well, initially it was just an idea. And because I write for The Guardian, I called my editor at Comment is Free, Matt Seaton, and I asked him, he asked me to write another article, and I asked, could I write this instead? And he was completely open-minded and, you know, just said, yeah, great, you know. He could have said, no, I want you to write this other article, and no, I don't think it's a good idea, and, and he didn't, you know, he was all for it. And
so you got the £5 from other atheists, and you got Richard Dawkins to match that funding, is that right?
Well, initially, it was just an idea at the end of the article. Just said, we could do this. It's possible that if all atheists reading this article donated, we could do this. And the response was just amazing. It was really overwhelming. Loads and loads of people just writing, you know, I think it's a great idea. I'd give 50, I'd give 100. Then I didn't know what to do. The editor contacted the National Secular Society. They said they weren't sure it was a great idea. Then a guy called John Worth, who's a political blogger, contacted me and said, you know, I'm willing to take this and run with it. I'll set up a pledge bank campaign so people can pledge the money without actually donating. And the limit on the amount was £5. So 877 people pledged in 6 weeks, which was the deadline for the ad. The deadline for the pledge bank. Then we got, we had articles, we had one in the Telegraph saying the campaign was dead.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's not really fair because nobody actually donated. They didn't have the opportunity to donate more than £5. There wasn't any publicity. Let's run with it. Let's make this work.
Okay.
And we have.
Just on the initial ad that you saw that annoyed you, I mean, you could argue that there wasn't much really in the ad itself. It's when you went to that website and did a bit of digging that you came across the particular quote that annoyed you.
That is true.
So, I mean, why were you so offended by just what it said on that ad? Because it sounds quite tame.
It was tame. There were other ads like "Jesus died for your sins," and you know, I
does that offend you?
doesn't particularly offend me in the sense that I don't think that particular statement should be censored, but I think that it's not a particularly nice or cheery thing for people to see on the way to work. I think it, you know, makes people feel guilty for no reason. It makes them feel slightly shameful. You know, have I done something wrong? I'm a sinful person. And
It might make some people feel that, but other people might just ignore it or agree with it, or, you know, or be indifferent to it. I presume that was your response to it.
That's true. And I think for a long time, atheists have ignored religious propaganda and religious campaigns. And I think what today shows, I mean, we've got £10,500 by the time I checked. And you think most people get up at about 7:30, that's when they would have seen it. That's when it went up at midnight. So in, you know, 2.5 hours, we had the full total. And now we've got £10,500. People have kept giving, and they didn't have to, because we said we set a limit of 5.5. So it shows that atheists don't want to ignore this anymore.
Okay, what about the people who are going to see this ad? There's probably no God, now stop worrying and enjoy your life. And who are going to be deeply depressed by that or upset?
Do you think they're going to be? Really?
Possibly.
I doubt.
There's a lot
it.
Of people who believe in God.
There are a lot of people who believe in God. Now, Well, last week I went out onto the streets for New Humanist magazine to do a podcast, which should be on the website anytime soon, and tried to find out how people were going to react to this. And it was really incredibly encouraging. They were, you know, laughing and saying this is a great idea, and you know, just a lot of kind of that would brighten my day on the way to work. That would make me feel better. And you know, I think most people aren't religious, even if they sort of have a sort of belief in God, in the sense they think, you know, there might be something up there, so I'd better not annoy it.
You know, are there, they don't want this. In your opinion, then, are there room for both these ads?
Yes. I mean, of course. I mean, I think we've seen that there is room. But atheists should be allowed free expression to counter these ads when they appear, and also
But no one's saying that you shouldn't be allowed that, are they?
Oh, no, nobody's saying we shouldn't. But this is the first ever UK atheist advertising campaign. And I imagine that there have been others that have been stopped in their tracks.
Well, you imagine that. Maybe not. Maybe people have just been a bit apathetic about it.
But I think today shows that they haven't. I mean, if you look at the total, I don't know what it is now. I mean, £10,600 when I came in here. Mm. It might have jumped, so I don't know. But, I mean, it really, really does show the strength of support for atheism in this country. I mean, you know, it's incredible. Just hundreds and hundreds of people just saying, you know, well done, we've been waiting for something like this for so long, and okay, thank you.
All right, Ariane, thank you very much. That is Ariane Shireen. What do you think? 85058 is the text number. Quite a lot of you texting in already on that. Read some of them out in just a while. So let me just read some texts. A lot of you texting on the interview we did with the woman whose brainchild was the first atheist ads on buses. Rossi says, I find it funny that people would choose to believe in nothing. That thought is more depressing than anything else I can imagine. Jane says, Christian propaganda. What would Ariane say her advert is? But Guy says, excellent atheist campaign. Well done. And just a final one for the time being. Anyway, an anonymous one. Why do atheists feel so threatened by a non-existent entity? Perversely, this confirms God's existence. Eight. Now, the majority of you who've been texting the programme today have been texting us about the interview we did with Ariane Shireen. She is the woman who is behind the first atheist ads on buses. It's just happening in London for a 4-week period. But as I say, the majority of you who've been texting on this issue. Here's a flavour. Nick in Glasgow. Our church of about 300 people has raised over £900,000 in the last year for a project we're working on. £10,000 hardly equates to evidence of huge national support for atheism. Thank you very much for that, Nick. Mike in Edinburgh. I am a Christian. I believe in God and a judgment day, and I take offence to that girl saying there is no God. Another one here, Kevin from Lancashire. That atheist lacks commitment. The advert states God probably doesn't exist. That makes the writer an agnostic only. But David in London says, atheism, bring it on. It would cure most of the world's bloodshed and evil in one. And just on a completely different